A Soul Center group begins a gratitude growth discussion. The leader asks, "Where did you notice God's grace this week?" Before anyone else can speak, one man begins talking. 10 minutes pass, then 15. He shares every detail of his conflict with his sister, his frustration with church, his political opinions, and his disappointment with God. The leader smiles politely, but the group grows quiet. One woman looks down, another stops trying to speak. A new believer wonders if this is safe. This is a common group ministry challenge. Gratitude discernment in groups requires warmth and structure. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Order is not cold control. In Christian community, order protects love. Ministry Sciences observes that healthy groups need psychological safety, shared participation, clear boundaries, and wise facilitation. When one voice dominates, others may withdraw. When the leader gives gentle structure, more people can participate. The gospel reminds us that every person in the group matters. The talkative person matters. The quiet person matters. The wounded person matters. The new believer matters. The leader's role is to protect the space so love can be shared well. A group leader might say, "Thank you for sharing that. I want to pause there so others can also respond. Let's each share one sentence about where we notice grace." "That sounds important. Let's talk after group so we can give it more care." For this exercise, let's stay with the question in front of us. What helps? Clear expectations. Time limits. Gentle redirection. Confidentiality reminders, permission to pass, attention to emotional safety, what harms, letting one person control the room, forcing everyone to share, allowing advice giving to replace listening, turning gratitude into group pressure. Group gratitude discernment is not about creating a cheerful atmosphere. It is about helping a community notice grace, name pain honestly, and practice hope together. Sometimes the most loving thing a leader can do is gently interrupt. Not to shame the speaker, not to control the group, but to protect the people God has gathered. A wise leader helps the group become a place where many voices can say, "God met me here."